What's up, everyone? Welcome to Trust the Process with Mike as host and Skylar. Keith is busy working at Chick-fil-A, and we are on episode 15, otherwise known as...
The Tim Tebow episode.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways,
The holiest of all episodes.
Okay, on that...
Everyone listening to this will be forgiven.
Okay, not exactly, but...
For not listening to the other 14.
There we go. Okay, that works. We don't have a lot to go over today. We just want to get something out there because the NBA Finals are now over with. The NBA Draft is actually live right now as me and Skylar are at my place watching the draft on mute. We're going to go over some free agency. We're going to go over my MLB update and some local news in terms of Telvin Smith. And we're going to go over Unique Ngakoue again. And just a local update later on. But how have you been, Skylar?
Pretty good. Ready for this basketball episode. If you got the basketball Jones, you know, it's perfect for you. Obviously, I'm the least informed in terms of basketball, but we'll just throw it up at the hoop and see if it goes in.
Shoot your shot, right?
You know, that's what got Toronto, you know, to the finals with Kawhi just chucking that. Shot from the
not
side.
Even getting to the finals, wow. Winning the finals,
yeah.
Which I had to pay Keith $5 yesterday because we made that bet last episode where I thought it'd be a sweep in favor of the Warriors and I was dead wrong.
I was right because I also said Golden State would be tired and they were so tired that their ligaments were just popping.
I don't know if that was it, but I mean, yeah. They lost because Kevin Durant got hurt. Klay Thompson got hurt also. Steph Curry couldn't carry the team by himself. Essentially, no one else stepped up for him except Andre Iguodala and won the two games. But honestly, Toronto earned it. They deserved it. They kicked ass this whole playoffs. They finally, once LeBron left, it's ironic how they win the East. They are... the champions right now, and no one can say anything. Now the biggest question, though, for Toronto is, was that enough to convince Kawhi Leonard to sign a 5-year deal?
I think
in Toronto.
You think is he gonna sign a 5-year deal, or do you think he, no matter where he goes, it's just gonna be part time?
No, I think it's a 5-year deal. I think wherever he goes, he's gonna get the max, and the max is a 5-year deal. I don't see a 2-3-year deal type situation. I think it's a 5-year deal. I don't know where he goes. It's going to be one of the biggest. He's one of the biggest free agents in probably NBA history, along with his counterparts, Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, or Anthony Davis was going to be a free agent, but he got traded to the Lakers last week.
Horford turning down the option.
Yep, Horford turning down the option. Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker, and local purposes for Orlando, Nick Vucevic. There's some big-name free agents still out there. I don't know where Kawhi ends up. He's the biggest question mark. I think he's probably the first one to decide, and then after that, everything will fall into place.
Yeah, I think Kawhi still stays in Toronto. I think Toronto's obviously going to do everything they can for him, and... He seems like a loyal guy. The only problem
I don't know about the loyalty after the San Antonio thing.
Well, he was hurt. He didn't want
to play. Oh, he was not hurt. He was not 100% hurt. I don't believe
that. Not 100% hurt, but...
He could have played.
I mean, this was the argument when Kevin Durant played and he tore his Achilles.
That's
what, you know, Kawhi wanted to eliminate and prevent. And that's exactly what happened. He stayed healthy. He had full seasons, full health, and it won him a championship because of that. And... that's why it's best to watch out for yourself sometimes over business. But I think Toronto has shown enough, city and team-wise, whatever, you know, to convince him that they're an organization that can prove that and supply everything that he needs for him to succeed. So
to be honest, though, I don't know if he'll stay in Toronto. One, because I think he hates the cold. He was from California. He went to San Diego State. He went to San Antonio, not really a cold city.
Let me tell you, it's all about the money. It's not cold in the arena.
That's true. That's true.
Like his shirt says and what he says, board man gets paid.
Board man gets paid, exactly. So, I mean, I can see Toronto getting in because of the money, but my guess I think he goes to the Clippers. I don't know why. I think he wants to go against LeBron in the major market. He wants to go back to California. I was going to say to the California. To California. I just think he's going to LA and not the Lakers, the Clippers, because him and LeBron in the same city will be huge. It'll be a storyline to go. It'll be literally battle LA in basketball terms. I don't know why. I just think he's going to the Clippers. Don't know why.
I mean, I had some original, like, if he had not won the title with Toronto.
Oh, I think if he did not win, I think
it's easier decision for him to go there. But I think with this here, you know, he can establish his legacy here. He can continue to do everything. He's the guy for the team. He's already the most popular guy in Toronto.
Oh, he's literally the most famous person ever to go through Toronto.
People are giving him plants.
Yeah, I saw that. That was so stupid.
Coactus.
I think he's the most important person in Canada history probably right now, getting him a title. Well, unless you're RJ Barrett.
I mean, that's Canada's first victory over America ever.
I don't know about that, but
I mean,
baseball, I'm pretty sure they've won some. Hockey.
Okay.
Soccer.
So, okay.
Well, soccer men's, not women's, but because Women's World Cup is the best.
For basketball, that's Canada's first title.
Yeah, first championship. But you're the whole country supporting Kawhi, so it may be hard for Kawhi to leave, but like you said, money does talk, so maybe he takes less. I don't know. We'll see with Kawhi.
I think Klay stays in Golden State.
I agree.
KD, I think he moves
on. KD's going to New York. I think he's going to the Knicks.
He's not going to play for a whole season.
Yeah, he's out for a year, which if the Knicks are – well, it seems like they're willing to wait a year for Kevin Durant. They may do that. Kyrie is another question mark. I thought he was going to go to Brooklyn.
I think he's going to Los Angeles Lakers.
Lakers, not Clippers? Okay, so you think he's going with LeBron and Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I think it's a LeBron Irving 2.0.
See, I don't know. The reason why I'm iffy is because he did sign with Roc Nation as his agency.
He did all that in the middle season apologizing to LeBron. He's like, listen.
He did make up with LeBron in the middle of the season. You're right.
I want it. I want it again. Give me that.
Because he's now realized like he should have shut up when he was in Cleveland with LeBron.
It takes a lot to get Cleveland to where they had it. So yeah. I mean, to get LA to LA's already gonna be a contender. You had Kyrie to that roster. That's fun. That's
okay.
That's a Western Conference.
You say favorite. LA's a Lakers are a contender.
Yeah.
Are they going to? Are they guaranteed? Okay, I wouldn't say guaranteed. Are they the odds-on favorite to go to the finals with the roster they have now?
No, I wouldn't say favorite to go to
the finals. Well, Vegas thinks so.
I saw that. I think that they'll definitely go to the Western Conference Finals. But, yeah, I mean, you add Kyrie then.
Easy. Oh, if you add Kyrie, it's another different situation. Yeah. I think they go to the NBA Finals for sure.
With him and LeBron's compatibility that they –
and they can easily add in Anthony Davis. It would be fine.
Oh, that would be extremely fun to watch too. I'd be getting the Lakers jersey if that happened, to be honest.
What if Kyrie went to the Lakers?
Yeah, it wouldn't matter which player because Davis is a stud, James is a stud,
Irving is a stud. Yeah, they're all studs. Now on top of that, so going to the next free agent, you got Al Horford who just opted out. Yeah, whatever. who just opted out of Boston. I don't know. This just came out. I don't know where he could go.
He's one of the quietest, most underrated players in the league. I mean, he shows up, he plays hard, he gives it his all, and other than injury, he's pretty much been everything that you would need him to do and be. Where he goes, I'll be keeping an eye on that for sure too.
Let's see. I'm pulling up rumored destinations right now.
Rumored destinations.
I'm just trying to see.
So, what about any? Do you think Bradley Beal gets traded from Washington?
I'd be surprised, but then again, nothing surprises me with Washington. They don't care about their players, except John Wall. John Wall. I don't know if Bradley Beal leaves. I don't see him leaving Washington. But unless a good deal comes up, who knows? But as for Al Horford, a rumor I see it was the Sixers, but I don't see anything else other than that.
I don't know if he would go to the Sixers, though.
I don't see anyone coming out. I'm just looking on Google, and I don't see anything right now. Anyways,
think he goes back to Boston?
No, I doubt he goes to Boston. I think he's out.
Without Kyrie, you don't think he wants... Because he obviously wants to be on a contender.
Yeah, I think he's out of Boston for sure. I think it's funny how Boston was supposed to be the finals favorite 2 years ago after getting Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward and Al Horford and those and everyone on that team, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, everyone's going finals favorite. But then now they're about to be on a rebuild.
Yeah.
Everything that's happened. It's actually insane how the NBA works
that
out.
That just shows how impactful that Kawhi really is, too.
To the East, you're right, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe if KD does go to New York, maybe you see Horford think about New York. Oh,
maybe.
I don't know if they can offer those.
I don't know if New York, I don't know the cap situation. Now, everyone, this is just based us thinking of names and teams, but we don't know
straight
the cap situation.
Speculation.
We don't know the cap situations for teams. We don't know who's not going to be their options aren't getting picked up. We don't know anything like that. We're just speculating, thinking of possibilities. So I just pulled up Al Horford. Their speculation has linked them with the Lakers, Pacers, the Nets, the Sixers, the Clippers, and the Mavericks. So he's still wide open. There's a lot of other places that could have Horford as a free agent.
Indiana's interesting. That's
That's Victor Oladipo's team.
Yeah. And don't they have? They still have a guy, Lance Stephenson.
No, Stephenson.
No, he's gone.
He's on the He was on the Lakers.
He went back. Yeah, he was on the Lakers. There's a Pacer that's on the Pacers that used to be on the Pacers that wasn't for a little bit.
Was that a mouthful right there?
That's what she said.
Okay. No, we're not doing this. They have Miles Turner, that's a big Thaddeus Young, DeMontis Sabonis.
He might have been on him last year then, and then came to LA.
Oh, Carl Quinn's on the Pacers. There you go, Keith. I'm not sure who you're referring to, but...
No, I'm not either.
Well, so. Oh, well. On to the next free agent, Kemba Walker. I think he put out there that he would re-sign with Charlotte if they build around him, and he'll sign with them for less. I think that is the stupidest thing Kemba Walker could do. Just get your money and get the hell out of Charlotte. Charlotte's not going anywhere, not under Michael Jordan. No one's going to go to Charlotte to play in Charlotte. It's Charlotte for a reason. It ain't happening.
So, I mean, he's obviously an option for LA too. I think it's either Kyrie, Kemba, or D'Angelo Russell for LA.
Yep, we'll go over in a minute.
So it'll be interesting to watch them. Obviously, Kemba's loyal.
Wait, you said D'Angelo Russell to LA?
Possibly since
the Lakers.
Yeah,
he's not going back to the Lakers.
Well, all the guys he had troubles with, they're in New Orleans now.
I don't think. Yeah, that's true, but I don't know about. Is Nick Young in the league still? Nick Young is no, he's on the Nuggets. Okay, so he's still in the league. Yeah, I don't think D'Angelo Russell's going back to the Lakers. I think D'Angelo Russell. I would love to see D'Angelo Russell down in Orlando because we do need a point guard, and he has not hit his prime yet, and he's still young. He is now going to be on his third team. I think he's developed a lot since he came to Brooklyn.
Yeah, he was pretty good last year.
He could have won Comeback Player of the Year. Actually, I don't know if that's an award in the NBA, but he was very good. He was an all-star, or was he? I don't even know if he was an all-star, to be honest with you. But
he's probably on the rise to be an all-star within the next few years at least.
Yeah, for sure. Let me double check his all-star if he was an all-star. But
his status.
Yes, he was an all-star selection. He was replacing Victor Oladipo. Yes, so he did make the all-star this year. So I was right. Another free agent that is out there is Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is an interesting player. He's been on two teams now.
Three. Minnesota as well.
Minnesota, Chicago.
Yeah, he went from the Chicago Bulls to the Minnesota Bulls to the Minnesota Philadelphia 7.
Oh, that's right. He went to the Minnesota Timberwolves to the Sixers. That's right. I forgot about the Sixers. He's on three teams. This will be his fourth team.
This guy watches basketball.
I do. It's been so, like, I lose track. Everyone moves around so much because they're not happy with the team that drafted him, which I get. But Jimmy Butler probably, I think he either re-signs in Philly or go to the Lakers to join LeBron and AD. I don't think anyone else is going to be an option for the Lakers unless it's Kyrie. Kyrie's the only one that I can see going to LA, Lakers, or Jimmy Butler. It's one of those two.
You know, as we're sitting here watching the draft, the Chicago Bulls, Jimmy Butler's former team, just got Coby White from North Carolina. I'm happy with that pick.
Yeah, they need a point guard. And he's been growing his hair out since freshman year of high school. Thank you, ESPN, for a random fact about Coby White.
Usually it's about their father that died. So.
Well, I think his father's still alive. Oh, never mind. As I say that, he wears pink sneakers for late father Donald, who died of liver cancer. So, as I said that, I was wrong.
I just think it's unnecessary for ESPN to include that for every player. I mean, every player has gone through their adversity. That I don't know if that should be included, especially when it's gone, like, happened so long ago.
Depends. I mean, depends on how late, but. Yeah. I mean, he looks like he died.
High school.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Who knows? Anyways, on to more free agency. This is the last free agent. The only reason we're talking about him is because me and Keith are both Orlando Magic fans. Nick Vucevic is a unrestricted free agent. I do not know where he's going to go. I just hope he does not re-sign in Orlando due to the fact of money purposes, and we have so much depth on the inside with Jonathan Isaac, Aaron Gordon, Mohamed Bamba, and just we have plenty of depth. Exactly. Mo Bamba. Everyone knows the song, but no one knows the player because the player's hurt. But
I think he's got – I mean, the way he's built, he could be a good player.
I think he's going to be really good if one's healthy.
Yeah.
That's about it for the free agents, for the big-name free agents, and we had to put one local guy in Vucevic. What comments do you have about the NBA Finals since it just ended about a week ago?
Obviously, people are satisfied about Golden State not taking home another one. And Drake's very happy about having his chips, but now he's got to get that dip. He's got to have that dip with his chips.
Obviously, you guys can't see, but I'm shaking my head after that comment. Raptors balled out. They dominated from start to finish. The Warriors are in a close game, only in game two, really. And game five and six, when they won game five and lost game six. But it honestly, the Bulls, I'm looking at the Bulls on the screen. I'm talking about the finals. The Raptors, they deserved the NBA finals. They deserved to win it. I did not think they're going to win it. I thought they were going to lose to the Bucks.
I'd be happier for them if Drake wasn't a fan, to be honest.
Nah, Drake can get annoying, but. Every team has their annoying fan.
Yeah.
Every team has their annoying famous fan.
Drake's just annoying in general.
If you're a Knicks fan, everyone knows who your most annoying fans are. Spike Lee and any real comedian. Anyone that works in New York City.
Chicago has Bill Murray. He's not annoying, though, so I mean.
Hey, on College Game Day, he gets annoying.
That's College Game Day. He's not a college football fan.
That's true.
He's a comedian.
Fair enough. All right, enough NBA talk. Now back to something that Skylar knows about more than I do instead of NBA. My MLB update, just want to give everyone, if anyone really still cares, I picked the Royals to represent the AL.
He guessed.
Oh, yeah, I completely guessed. I don't even know one player on the Royals, to be honest with you.
Really?
I don't know one player on the Royals.
I saw one of the players that's on the Royals he wasn't playing for the Daytona Cubs, but he was a prospect for the Cubs at the time, and he was on the program. Jorge Soler, he got traded to the Royals. But
I'm currently clicking on the Royals team. I want to see if I know anyone on the roster.
They have a, I think
I've heard of that name. Hosmer, I've heard of
him. They might still have Billy Butler from Jacksonville. I mean, that was a while ago, though.
Nope, I know no one. Okay, good. So the Royals are currently the second worst team in the American League behind the Baltimore Orioles, and they are only 23 and a half games behind first place in the Central. And they are how many games back of the Twins, who are in first place? They are 23 and a half back. Never mind. Oh, Twins are the
Yeah, Twins are, I guess, the best team in the American League right now, which is surprising, actually. That was Mike's pick from last year.
Yep.
And now they're crushing tearing the ball. It up. They're hitting a lot of home runs this year.
And as for my NL this year, I selected the Milwaukee Brewers, who are actually not too bad. They are currently second place in the division behind the Cubs, and they are currently fourth in the National League at 40-34. I'm actually proud of that pick. I only know one player on that team, and that is Christian Yelich, because of part of my take. That is the only reason
that's
I know.
That's the only reason. He played for the Suns prior.
Isn't there's a Jacksonville product on this team? Gamble, isn't he on this team?
Oh yeah, he's from Jacksonville. Yeah, Ben Gamble.
Yeah, Ben Gamble. Oh, Ryan Braunstall. Yes, he did. Ryan Braunstall on the team? I did not know that.
Yeah, you can play baseball for a while when you take PEDs. But Christian Yelich, I actually went to a Suns game specifically to watch him play, and he hit a home run that game. And let me tell you, that team had some players on it. It had Jake Mariznick on it. He's on the Astros right now. JT Realmuto, he plays for the Reds right now. Marcell Ozuna. He's on the Cardinals right now.
This is a foreign language to me, y'all. I don't know.
I'm just naming names.
No, I know. It's a foreign language to me. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's our MLB update. And another thing that came up, I believe it was today or yesterday.
It was today, I think.
It was today. By the way, today's June 20th. I didn't know if I said that at the beginning.
Well, we mentioned the NBA draft.
So you should know by now. Yeah, by default when the draft was. But there was a report that said the Tampa Bay Rays were given permission to seek
dual citizenship.
Essentially dual citizenship with Montreal to share to split the season in Tampa Bay and Montreal. The report is that the assumption is that the Rays will share. I can't even. It's such a weird situation.
Yeah.
The Rays will be in Tampa the first half of the year, and they will be in Canada the second half of the year. Split in the home games. I'm referring to.
Yeah. So,
Skylar, what do you think of that? Because I think that's strange.
So, questions I have amongst this that I've seen amongst Twitter as well is, you know, are they going to have multiple sets of uniforms for the different cities, or if they do get to the playoffs, who hosts the playoffs? Is it
That is a fair question, because it looks like the stat. I'm looking at the stats. Tampa Bay is one of the worst in home attendance, which it looks like.
Oh, yeah,
I can
definitely
see that. But it's just really weird. I don't know.
I think I don't think this option's going to work. I think it'll be interesting to watch it play out. I don't think it'll work. I think Tampa just needs to move. They're using this likely as leverage for a new stadium.
That's what I'm seeing here. They're talking about a new stadium. They're working on new stadium proposals in St. Peter in Tampa.
Well, yeah, because they're not even
Saint Peter.
Tampa.
They're in St. Petersburg.
Yeah, and that's the main issue, is they're nowhere near the people. I mean, there's a lot of baseball fans in Florida. We have spring training down here. People travel and come down here and, you know, spend the summers here because they have vacation homes. So the problem isn't that there's no people here. The problem is that they're not playing near the people that are in the area that they're in. So they're just really not very smart at, you know, I don't know. You're a realtor. You know location.
God, location's so important. I think – I honestly, to be 100% honest, I did not know that the Rays were not in Tampa. I thought they were in Tampa, to be honest with you. That's how bad I – they need to be in the city they represent. Like, they can't be in St. Petersburg.
You got the New York Jets and Giants playing.
No, I know play in New Jersey, but the thing is they still have fans show up.
And that's a different market,
and
obviously.
And New York, Northeast, everything's closer together. Because now, I don't know how far the drive is from Tampa to St. Pete.
It's like an hour or so, maybe 45 minutes.
But the thing is, compared to New Jersey, it's about 20-30 minutes from New York City.
Yeah.
It's a 25-minute drive from Tampa to St. Petersburg. But
it's baseball. There's 162 games.
You're not going to make a 50-minute drive
there
every day, every day for 3 days straight to see some baseball game, or 4 days straight.
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah, if you have a four-game stand, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you live in the Tampa area and you want to have season tickets to support the team, you're going to have to use a lot of gas.
Yeah.
But
Continuing with baseball – Just to make sure everyone is aware, at least in the local area, the Shrimp are currently just started a homestand, a 5-game homestand against the Pensacola, who?
Blue Wahoos.
Don't even know. And then they go on the road for 5 straight days. So they play from Thursday. So at home, they play Pensacola from Thursday until Monday night. And then Tuesday till Saturday, they play the Montgomery
Biscuits.
Okay, that's so stupid.
Also, Saturday 22nd, if you have the ability to get to the ballpark early and get one of those pillows, the ramen noodle pillows.
Oh, yeah.
You need to do that. I think you and I went to get the Shrimp neck pillows.
The Shrimp pillow. We waited in the rain. I still have that neck pillow.
You got one?
I think I still have one.
You got there early, and I think I got there like right around game time.
But you still got one, though.
No, I didn't.
Oh, me and Keith were there. Who was that with? I was not by myself.
I was there. It was raining. We went up behind home plate. We've discovered a new wheelhouse lounge area.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I didn't get a neck pillow because you had to literally be there as gates open.
I got off work, and I was like, I'm booking. I didn't really care.
Yeah, it was that crazy. I expected to be just as insane for this one because, I mean, these pillows are awesome.
Yeah, so, dang, they play a lot in a row. So they go from a 5-game homestand and 5-game road on the road at Montgomery. Then they play on next Sunday the 30th against Chattanooga for 4 days. I don't know, Chattanooga, looks like there's an eye emoji. I don't know what.
Yeah, they're the Lookouts.
That's actually their name?
Yeah, Chattanooga Lookouts.
That is the stupidest. Okay, whatever. And then they play
they've been
six
that forever. When I was a kid playing T-ball, like 7 years old, there was kids that were playing for the Lookouts.
That's weird. And then after that 4-game stand here in Jacksonville, they go on the road to play the Mobile
Bay Bears, I believe.
Bay Bears for 6 games, and then they get an off day. So they get 2.5 weeks of straight games.
Ooh, Mississippi and then have an the Mississippi off day. Braves. There's a there's a park in the park night. One of these nights, I'm pretty sure.
Park in the park.
Bark in the park where you take your dog.
Bark in the bark. Okay.
But also the 13th. You can get a hat if you want to go.
That's true, yeah.
The Red Caps. Raps,
Red Caps League. Let's see. I'm trying to see. Where is this park in the park thing?
Bark in the park.
Whatever it's called. Bark in the park.
I think if it's not the July series, it's... Oh, this is August. So, yeah. It's one of those.
It's later on this year.
Yeah, there's multiple Bark in the Park nights. Is where you could take
breakfast
your dog.
Breakfast in bed night. What? Okay. Shrimp, their advertising is good, but man, or their marketing is good. Anyways, now on to more local stuff. Last two topics real quick. Talking Jags. Obviously, it's dead season. There's nothing going on in the NFL other than rumors of fines and whatnot and contract extensions and negotiations. So Telvin Smith earlier this week, got fined $88,000 and some change.
Was it $88,000
or $8,800? $88,000, I'm pretty sure. I could be dead wrong. I don't even know.
Oh, let's say
yeah, $88,650 for missing the first 3 days of minicamp. Mandatory minicamp. People I've seen on social media are split on this. I personally agree with the fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the CBA. It's there. It's you can't really have any argument.
And the thing is, unless he put in retirement papers with the league to officially retire, he is still a member of the Jags. He is still going to be held responsible for showing up. I know he says he's taking a year off, but that does not matter. He's still going to get fined for not showing up to your job. He's on retired. He could show up, at least just not play or practice. That's something, but I think
being in the facility.
Yeah, like that's. I agree with the fine. I know he's probably not happy about it, but you gotta show up. Now,
plus, they need some money for Yannick.
I mean, they're probably gonna not actually fine him down the line, but
I'm sure. Yeah, they'll reimburse.
Reimburse or just not even just remove it. They're just saying they're trying to act tough, but they gotta say, like you said, they gotta save some money for Yannick. Yannick is holding out, and I don't blame him. When do you think... Now, let's play a game. This is what we're going to do. Any listeners, tweet to Trust the Process when you think Yannick will sign his contract.
it gets signed tomorrow before we can even post this.
I will laugh so hard if it happens overnight. If it does, we'll put the eye emoji from Trust the Process Twitter account.
I believe it happens before August, before preseason.
So give me a date. Do you think it's before the preseason games? Because let's see when the preseason games are.
When's mini camp? Or training camp, I guess. Not mini camp.
Let me see.
Yeah, I think it's going to be later on, maybe late July, early August, because they're going to need him this year. I don't think he'll hold out for the whole season. I don't think they go all the way until the start of the preseason before signing him. So that's why I think it's late July.
Off-season dates are set. So, these are already done. Oh, my God.
They just announced the training camp dates not too long ago.
That hurt my ankle. Okay, let's see. I just cracked my ankle. If anyone did not hear that. And my ankle has been... I sprained my ankle 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And it's been a pain in the butt.
What'd you sprain it doing?
Playing basketball. And I went to Disney the next day. Mm. It's been real fun since. Anyways, the mini camp, the first full day in pads will be for the whole team is July 28th. First training camp for the practice, the 25th for the rookies.
So I think he gets signed the 24th then, right before.
So you're saying right for July 24th.
Yeah, that's my deadline. That's when I want him signed. That's
okay. So just to compare, August 5th. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's the August 8th is the first preseason game against the Ravens.
The day before my birthday, yes.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows to get me something.
I think he'll sign by. Let's see, it's June 20th today. We're going to go to, I'm going to say he's going to sign.
4th of July?
Yep, I say 3rd of July. Well, that's not it, hang on. I say he'll sign by July 7th. So July 8th, if he's not signed, then I don't know what's going on. But I say he signs over the 4th of July weekend. To give everyone relax, they can relax on the 4th of July weekend and don't have to worry about Unique not signing because that was before preseason training camp and we don't have to worry about that.
So about 2 weeks from now?
I say about 2 weeks we'll have a contract. Two and a half weeks, yeah.
I
say
about. Give it.
You said
five,
until.
6 weeks.
Yeah, when did you say July what?
24th.
July 24th, okay.
Yeah, 24th.
Oh, 24th, yep.
The 25th is when training camp starts, so I think with all the players coming back into town, he'll be in here.
That works.
To sign the contract.
So, any listeners, after this episode, whenever you're done, just tweet to Trust the Process, which I don't even know the Twitter handle, which I'm really bad at.
It's TTPRCR.
Thank you, Scott. Sure. I'll double check that right now.
Yeah, we'll confirm. But I am about 69 to 95% sure that that's it.
Of course you would say those percentages.
Wait, what's wrong with 95%?
Oh, not Trust the Process like Joel Embiid. Which I don't know what we're going to do about that. But whatever. Trust the process. The GOAT process. What is the GOAT process?
Here, I'll pull it up on my phone.
Your phone's charging over here.
Yeah. So, let's see.
What is this? Trust the process Twitter, Jackson. I'm going to literally have time in Jacksonville.
All right. Let's see who gets it there first.
Ah! Come on. I'm just seeing Trust the Process Joel Embiid.
It is TTPRCR.
All right, so tweet at TTPRCR.
All caps, but I don't think it matters.
I don't think it matters either.
It's just all caps because we'll bust a cap in your...
No.
Okay.
Tweet to us. Tweet to that account. What day you think Yannick Ngakoue will sign his extension with the Jaguars?
And maybe we'll think of something to give away. So.
Yeah, well, we might... Okay, whoever comes closest to it... We'll give away something. We'll figure that out and we'll put it on Twitter.
Now, let's establish the Price is Right. Can you go over? Like, if it's past your date,
you lose.
Okay, so.
If you go, they signed July 8th. He signed July 8th.
And someone says July 7th, but you
said. I say by July 7th, he'll sign.
And then someone says July 10th. The July 10th is the winner.
Yes, July 10th is the winner.
So there you go. That's how it's.
So if it goes over, then no.
And since it's the Jaguars question, I'm sure it'll be a Jaguar-themed gift.
Yeah, probably, 100%. I'm sure we can find something.
Preseason will be rolling around right around then.
Yeah, tickets aren't cheap. Well, they could be. We'll see. We'll figure that out.
See Lamar Jackson in game one?
I don't think it's in Jacksonville.
Oh, is it not the
Baltimore? I don't know the Baltimore.
We got game 2 and 3.
Baltimore is at Baltimore, week 2.
Never mind.
Oh, we see Nick Foles' old team.
Ooh.
And then, by the way, that's the Eagles, not the Chiefs.
The Miami Dolphins.
Preseason week 3, Miami Dolphins. Week 4, of course, the stupid Falcons. But yeah, that recaps Trust the Process. You guys have about 35 minutes, not too long. Probably a little longer than what it should have been, but we don't care. We just want to get something out there. And as the conclusion of this draft, I'm sorry, conclusion of this episode, Cam Reddish just got picked by the Hawks, which is not going to the Hawks, which is going to go somewhere else.
Or is this the...
I don't know if this is related.
Is the Pelican one? Or?
I don't know. I'm so sick of these random trades.
Oh, yeah. The Duke just tied 3 drafted players in the first round with
from one
Florida.
School with Florida from 07 with Brewer, Horford, and Noah.
The back-to-back champs, baby.
Duke just had Reddish, Barrett, and Zion get taken in the top 10.
And they didn't do nothing in college.
That's true. Anyways.
Go Gators.
No. Oh, that's from Skylar. Go Gators, I guess. From me, I got nothing to say. Just remember.
Just wipe more than once.
Okay. Just remember, trust the process. Good night, everyone.